We zeggen het zagen per keer waarmee ze daar hadden. We hebben een leeuw heimen. Zo is het nice en lasje is dagen. We hebben het betaald er echt zo en zo. Rabbi Gamliel said, three women can knead dough at the same time on Pesach and then bake the dough one after the other in the oven. Three women that are baking on Pesach and they're using the same oven and there's not enough room in the oven for all of the dough. So therefore, each one has to bake in the oven separately. So therefore, when the women knead at the same time, since they can only bake one after the other, so two of them will have to wait for the other one to finish baking before they put their dough in the oven. Even so, they would be allowed to knead the dough at the same time, even though they'll have to wait around with the dough until it's their turn to put the dough in the oven. As according to Rabbi Gamliel, even though they have to wait around with their dough after it is kneaded, it will not become chametz in that amount of time. The Chachamim said, if there are three women that are baking at the same time, and there's not enough room in the oven for all the dough, the women should be working on the dough the entire time. While one kneads the dough, the other one should be rolling the dough, while the third one bakes her dough. And the Chachamim are afraid that if all three women knead the dough at the same time, and then wait around until their turn to bake the dough might become chametz in the interim. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, the women should be working on the dough until it's their turn to bake it. If called mind that you're working on the dough will not become chametz. The dough will only become chametz if the dough is sitting around without anybody working on it. So therefore, while one woman kneads the dough, the other one should be rolling the dough, while the third one bakes the dough. And that way, since they're working on the dough until it's their turn to bake, it will not become chametz. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Lokar Anashim, Velokar Eitzim, Velokar Tanurim Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva says, not all women, and not all wood, and not all ovens are the same. Rabbi Akiva is talking to Rabbi Gamliel. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, you can have three women kneading the dough at the same time, even though they're baking in the oven one after the other. Rabbi Akiva is telling Rabbi Gamliel, it's not worthwhile for the women to do that, because some women do not work on the dough until it's her turn to bake, and therefore the dough will become chametz. And not all wood burns very well, so therefore the oven might not be that hot. And since they're waiting around with the dough until it's their turn to bake, and the oven is not that hot, the dough will become chametz. And not all ovens are the same. Some ovens do not bake as quickly as others, and since the dough had been sitting around until it was put into the oven, the dough will become chametz. So therefore, since a possibility exists that if the women are kneading at the same time and waiting around until it's their turn to bake, that the dough will become chametz, it's not worthwhile for three women to knead the dough at the same time. Instead, it's better advice to do like the Chachamim, that the women would be working on the dough the entire time, that one would knead the dough while the other one is rolling the dough, while the third one bakes the dough. This is a general rule regarding dough that is in danger of becoming chametz. If you see that the dough is starting to swell a little bit, you should immediately slap some cold water on the dough, and the cold water will stop the dough from becoming chametz. Sourdough must be burnt before Pesach with the rest of the chametz. However, somebody who eats it on Pesach would be pasul from a ski of karet. Seir is dough that has become chametz, but not completely. It only slightly became chametz. So although you do have to burn it with the rest of the chametz, you would be pasul from a ski of karet for eating it on Pesach. Siduk yisarev v'ha'oichloi chayiv karet. Now, if the dough became chametz to the extent that cracks developed in the dough, in such a case, it has to be burnt with the rest of the chametz before Pesach, and if you eat it on Pesach, you would be chayiv karet. And since it has already developed cracks, it's considered chametz gamur, complete chametz, and there's a chayiv karet for eating chametz on Pesach. A zehu seir, kikarne chagam. What would be regarded as seir that's only slightly chametz, and therefore there's no chayiv karet for eating it? If two cracks develop in the dough, like the horns of a locust, there's only two cracks in the dough, no more than that, in such a case it would be regarded as fair, and there would be no chiyuv karis for eating it.
Siduk.
What would be regarded as siduk, and there would be a chiyuv karis for eating it? There's so many cracks developed in the duck that the cracks run into each other. In such a case, it would be regarded as chametz gamur, and there would be a chiyuv karis for eating it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim said, in both of these cases, there would be a chiyuv karis for eating it. Whether only two cracks developed in it, like the horns of a locust, or a number of cracks developed in it, in both of these cases, it's regarded as chametz gamur, and your chiyuv karis for eating it. As once there are two cracks in the dough, it's already considered completely chametz, and your chiyuv karis for eating it. Ve'ezehu seir. So what would be regarded as seir, as something that is not chametz gamur, and there would be no chiyuv karis for eating it? Kol she'chsifu panav, ka'adam she'amdu saroso. Anytime the dough has turned white, like a person whose hair stands on end, a person gets very frightened and his hair stands on end, his face turns all white. If the dough has turned white, but there are no cracks yet developed in the dough, in such a case, the dough is regarded as seir. It's slightly chametz, but not chametz gamur. So although you have to burn it before Pesach, you would not be chayav karis for eating it. But if the dough has already developed cracks, even if it only developed two cracks like the horns of a locust, it would not be regarded as seir. Instead, it would be regarded as siduk, and it would be considered chametz gamur, and it would be a chiyuv karis for eating it, according to the Chachamim.